Macmillan Audio presents Spring's Arcana, written by Lilith St. Crow, read for you by Barry Krynick. Now here, you see, it takes all the running you can do to keep in the same place. Lewis Carroll. The Tower. Other than winter. The entire city was full of dirty, ice-whipped slush after the first hard freeze. It had only reluctantly warmed enough for snow. A whistling, iron-cold wind poured down both the Hudson and East rivers, slicing between feathery falling flakes. Thanksgiving was over, for what it was worth, Christmas lights blooming everywhere, and it was hard to believe anything other than winter had ever existed. The bus was a blue-and-white metal beast wallowing up the slight incline of Pastis Hill on a cloud of diesel smoke. The subway was warmer, but wasn't worth the stares involved for this part of the trip. Nat Drozdova's throat ached, her nose was full, and her eyes watered. She could claim it was the cold, or the persistent creeping fingers of car exhaust slithering from street level to irritate tender membranes. Crying on the 2 p.m. downtown special was what Mom would call your silliness, Nachinka, now stop it. It was standing room only. The vehicle swayed, and she was almost thrown onto a thin, sour-faced businessman who had forgotten to bring his tie back over his shoulder after lunch. He'd also had more than one martini, if the simmering alcohol fume was any indication, and his wingtips were going to be slush-soaked by the time he got back to the office. Well, everyone had problems in this world, as Uncle Leo grimly intoned at the slightest provocation. Nat wiped her cheeks, a sting of woolen glove fingers against already abraded skin, and set her chin. A baby fretted somewhere along the bus's flexing, swaying length. A crop of wet, croupy coughs bloomed on either side. Nat hung onto the pole, trying not to bump the businessman again, and closed her eyes. Just a moment, that's all she wanted. A single breath's worth of rest. The darkness behind her lids was terrifying, so her eyes flew open again, filling her head with a regular Wednesday afternoon full of regular people. Except her surroundings lasted only a few seconds before melding into a familiar pale pink hospice room, holding softly beeping machines, the reek of disinfectant, and her mother's gaunt face, now graying hair neatly braided and resting against a sanitized pillowcase. It was the light, Nat decided. An echo of fluorescent hospital tubes ran down the bus's throat like streptococcal stripes, their pitiless glare showing every pockmark, every pimple, every stray hair, every scrape and scuff and loose thread. Just like it showed Mom's veins, blue and branching, with the papery skin under her chin. "I'm too young to look this way," Mom had said mournfully during her last visit, and Nat had to agree. She had to keep blinking, everything blurred because her eyes were full of brimming hot water yet again. The bus crested Pastis. Skyscraper valleys swallowed a wheeled aluminum tube pill. Snow whirled past the windows as she counted the streets. Neiman, the funny curve of Totzer, the park blocks between Crane and Gallus, a stone's throw from Times Square, full of wet green tinged with ice-pale lacework. If the contraption jerked again, she'd be thrown onto two private school boys with their shoulders and temples almost touching as they bent over a game, unaware of anything other than pixels on a handheld screen. The stoplight went on with a soft chime. Nat was thankfully not tossed into the laps of strangers, and she began the laborious process of elbowing towards a door. They were saying at least 3 inches of snow, but Nat rolled the air across her tongue the way Leo had taught her many winters ago, and decided there was going to be more. Quite a bit more, in fact. And that was part of why she was downtown today, even though her shoes would fill with slush melt, and her calves would freeze almost solid. It happened so fast, too. One moment she was sitting at her cubicle desk in Brooklyn, the phone jangling, coffee solidifying into syrup at the bottom of its pot.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?